Dow is down 547 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Are you unhappy with your Medicare supplement plan? Are you paying too much for doctors or drugs? Did you know that you don't need to wait for the annual enrollment period to switch plans? You heard me right. With Chapter, you can apply to switch your Medicare supplement plan whenever you want. Chapter is a free service that helps you make sure you are on the right Medicare plan for your needs. Chapter searches thousands of options to find a plan that best suits your specific healthcare needs and could save you thousands of dollars each year. Because healthcare should be your choice, not a bureaucrat's decision. Whether you're already enrolled in a Medicare supplement plan or you're new to Medicare, call Chapter and make sure your choice is the right choice. It could be the last call you ever need to maximize your Medicare benefits. The service is free. So call today. Call 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422. 800-611-9422.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for the hottest weather so far this year. In fact, we may be flirting with some records over the next couple of days and still dry. So for today and tomorrow, hot and dry, mostly sunny skies, high both days right around 96. The record is 97. Even on Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 95. Then over the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a front approaches. Saturday's high, 92. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender.
Are you tired of electing Republicans who just turn out to be politicians? I'm Robin Lydecker, a Republican running for place two on the Alabama Public Service Commission, and I want to do government differently. If you elect me, I won't blend in with the big government crowd. I am always true to my conservative principles. I am a public servant, not a politician. On May 24th, vote Robin Lydecker, Alabama Public Service Commission, place two.
Paid for by the committee to elect Robin Lydecker. P.O. Box 1671, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group and the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Over the last 40 years, many people have asked me how to become a realtor and how to be successful in that business. First, choose a good real estate school where you're getting live instruction, where you can ask direct questions, get help with tough subjects, and we'll guide you through the testing phase. When you pass your test, you need to join with a broker that will spend the time training and mentoring you along the way with weekly training seminars and be the broker that is local and is just a few steps away to an answer to your tough questions. We are looking now for new realtors and experienced agents to join our group of educated, dedicated professionals that are committed to excellence in the real estate transaction. If you've been looking for a new home, if you're looking for a place to go with your real estate license, we have the place. It's called the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883.
Honey, have you noticed that the tub is draining awfully slow? I'm thinking some kind of blockage.
I'm thinking dollar signs again.
Clogged sewer lines can cost you a lot of money, especially if you let things go too long. But there is a way to quickly discover blockages and fix the problem. Call for the Sewer Scope from Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. You can think of it like a colonoscopy for your sewer. Clark technicians run a specialized camera through your drain system to pinpoint any trouble signs. If there is an existing problem, or will be soon, Clark has the expertise and equipment to clear out any roots or other obstructions before things get really nasty. And if you have an insurance claim, Clark will be with you every step of the way to help you get paid.
Honey, I think I smell sewer gas.
Hey, don't look at me.
I'm talking about the sewer line.
All right, I knew that.
Suspect a problem with your sewer lines? Better call Clark and set up an inspection with the Sewer Scope. Or visit clarkcomfort.com. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Whatever it takes to make you smile.
Alabama certification number 99004.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Baker.
Because Chip Baker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Baker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Baker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Baker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Baker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest, weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Listen for your chance to win big prizes. What? No prizes? Well, listen anyway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by, well, Prattville Carpet. And at Prattville Carpet, whatever you're looking to do in terms of resurfacing, especially your flooring, it's in the name. You can do brand new carpet. They have fantastic products there in the carpet area. But they can also do traditional hardwood, luxury vinyl plank, ceramic tile for maybe remodeling a whole kitchen or bathroom. How about that walk-in shower, maybe even with a heated floor? Like, they can do it all.
I've seen some beauties lately, buddy.
Yeah, and if you're in a jam, say this needs to be done to ASAP, they can work with you there. Or maybe you're going to go out of town on vacation for the summer, come back and have a brand new floor. They can help you with all these things there at Prattville Carpet. So call them today at 285-8117, 285-8117. Go to PrattvilleCarpet.com and be sure to sign up for the $500 gift card courtesy of Prattville Carpet. You just go to PrattvilleCarpet.com, sign up there, and you'll be entered into the drawing. We announce that winner the first Friday of the month. Prattville Carpet, great sponsor here of News and Views.
Yes, they are, Joey.
From 9 till noon. And as promised, let's now go to Congressman Mo Brooks, candidate for United States Senate. Mo, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great this morning. Running all over the state. Been numerous cities and towns the last couple of days.
Well, we do have a beautiful state. We have a lot of lovely cities and towns here in the state. But I believe it's a city you could claim, at least your district. Huntsville, named the number one place to live.
Very, very proud of the Tennessee Valley for being the home of the best place to live in the United States of America, according to U.S. News and World Report. I've been a Madison County Commissioner, Madison County District Attorney, legislator, and now Congressman, representing that part of the state, and very pleased that I've had some role in helping to create the best place in America to be. Hopefully, people around the state will infer therefrom that I've been very, very good at bringing in jobs, high-paying jobs, and that I can contribute similarly to our progress in the state of Alabama.
Is there a secret sauce there for that area being so great right now, or is it a lot of small but important steps over the years?
It's probably been a half century in the doing. We focus on education to a significant degree. We have some good universities that contribute to our educational standards. We also have a wonderful environment with the Tennessee River and the lakes and the golf courses and everything else that just makes it a better place to live. But more than anything else, we've got a long history of Democrats and Republicans at the city, county, state, and federal level working as one in order to help ensure the prosperity of the Tennessee Valley. And so we do our best to put forth ourselves in the best light possible as we try to recruit industry to our part of the state. And obviously, from the results you've seen with the Tennessee Valley having the best economic growth since I've been in Congress of any part of the state of Alabama, and now with Huntsville being ranked the number one place to live by U.S. News and World Report, we collectively have done a superb job.
Now, we're 6 days away from Election Day. I believe we'll be talking on Monday again, Congressman. But 6 days out, How do you feel about your chances of getting into this runoff? Because that's how I think it's going to end up, clearly a runoff.
I think it's very, very good. We seem to be riding the crest of a wave. We're surging. The polling data reflects that. Most all the polls have us now in second place, closing the gap with Katie Britt. And I would submit that it's probably because of a number of things, but two stand out. Slowly but surely, voting Alabamians are figuring out that I am the only conservative in this race. None of the others can match my conservative credentials, one iota. And they're also figuring out that since I'm the only candidate that has actually held public office, that actually has a voting record on these very important issues to the United States of America and our future, that the other candidates, when they say these things that they say, it's kind of a crapshoot or a roll of the dice, a gamble, as to whether they really mean it and they're going to do it. So with Mo Brooks, you have a degree of comfort, a degree of certainty that I'm going to be pro-life, that I'm going to fight for border security, that I believe the Second Amendment rights to bear arms, that I believe in free enterprise, that I believe in our moral values, that you just don't have with the other candidates because they've never been in the heat of battle, political battle, in Congress, in the legislature, or any place else, where you can see how they stand up to the pressure cooker that you're in, where people are offering you inducements to do the wrong thing or threatening you to try to encourage you to do the wrong thing. And with Mo Brooks, you have that degree of comfort or certainty because I've stood up to those temptations to do the wrong thing and voted to protect our conservative values every single time.
Now, I want to shift in this. We don't normally do this, but because there is plenty of money to be spent and because they don't have a voting record, so to speak, both Katie Britt and Mike Durant are trying to fill in the question mark by sending negative ads at one another. Would you be game to let's play one of these ads and react to it?
Heck, I'd love for you to play both of them, the one okay. where Katie Britt is attacking Mike Durant and the one where Mike Durant is attacking Katie Britt.
Well, we'll start with the one where Katie Britt is attacking Mike Durant. This is, I believe, on the Second Amendment, folks. Let's listen in.
I'm Katie Britt, and I will always defend the Second Amendment. New Hampshire liberal Mike Durant won't.
The first thing that needs to be done is to disarm the population. If we could do that in some of our U.S. cities, that would be a pretty good step toward law and order.
Mr. Durant, our Second Amendment is what ensures law and order, protecting us from government tyranny and criminals. I approve this message because I'll stand up to the gun grabbers in D.C., and Mike Durant, he'll join them.
So what do you make of that ad in this line of attack against Durant and where Katie's coming from?
It's a very common tactic of the Katie Britt, her campaign. It's the pot calling the kettle black. Back in September, we had a vote on whether to permit red flag laws wherein persons' weapons are seized based on suspicion and surmise rather than complying with the Fourth Amendment search and seizure laws, whether we're complying with the Second Amendment right to bear arms. I voted to protect the Second Amendment. Katie Britt attacked me in a news release, very, very harsh for voting to protect the Second Amendment, and said that she would have voted for this legislation that had an anti-Second Amendment provision in it. So now she's saying that she's going to fight to protect the Second Amendment. Well, that's the exact opposite of what she said just a very short time ago when she thought that she could get some kind of political advantage by being opposite my vote on this particular issue. So here you go again. With Katie Britt, you have no idea if she really means she's going to protect the Second Amendment, given all the different attacks that are leveled and the procedures and processes through which those attacks are made. With Mike Durant, you've got his quote. He says it was taken out of context about disarming the American population. But you, again, with him, you really don't know for sure because he's never held public office like Katie Britt. So we, the citizens of the state of Alabama, are put in the position of having to wonder who's telling the truth, Katie Britt or Mike Durant, on the Second Amendment issue, when the facts are we ought to be skeptical of either or both of them on the Second Amendment right to bear arms because both of them on the red flag law legislation said that they would have voted for it when I voted against it to protect the Second Amendment right to bear arms.
Now there's another ad here I got in front of me, and this is Mike Durant's campaign attacking the Britt campaign, and this is, I believe, on the issue of abortion. Let's listen in together.
I'm Mike Durant, and I approve this message.
The
That's for Katie Britt, paid for by a big pro-abortion donor. Why? Because Katie Britt has a pro-abortion record. She let abortion pills be supplied to teenagers, supported pro-abortion candidates for office, and refused to say if she'd stop Biden's election, which resulted in a pro-abortion court justice. Our next senator could cement a pro-life majority for generations. Innocent babies deserve better than Katie Britt.
So that's a massive issue, especially for a lot of people here in the state. What do you make of that, Admo?
Well, again, we're in the same position. Katie Britt is making these attacks. She's claiming that she's pro-life. You've got Mike Durant responding with this ad that says, no, you're not pro-life. Here are some pro-abortion stances that you've taken in your past. We don't know how either one of them would vote on this issue in the United States Congress, because neither of them have a track record when the heat of political battle is underway on the pro-life issue. I will add that one thing of major note is Katie Britt actively, in December of 2017, Katie Britt actively worked to help elect pro-abortion Doug Jones to the United States Senate. And nobody who is pro-life would ever help elect a pro-abortion United States Senator. So Katie Britt does have some very significant weaknesses on the pro-life issue, and some very significant stances that she's taken over the years that she needs to properly respond to. But the bottom line is, we have no clue as to whether Katie Britt or Mike Durant, either one of them, would cave on this particular issue, because if not, been in the heat of that political battle. Contrast that with my own record, or you can go to National Right to Life, and in the heat of the political battle, National Right to Life says that Mo Brooks has an A grade every single year in pro-life issues while serving in the United States Congress. That's 11 straight years, folks. So, again, you want to roll the dice? You want it to be a crapshoot? You want to gamble on Katie Britt or Mike Durant? Or do you want to go with the certainty, which is Mo Brooks, on pro-life?
Well, and now I want to shift to, and this brings up a lot of topics, the shooting that happened over the weekend in Buffalo. There was another one out in California. And there are a lot of shootings, a lot of murders in some of our big cities every weekend and almost every day. But in particular, with the president speaking yesterday in Buffalo, it's not only the Second Amendment that is now under threat because of the actions of, I think, this evil SOB, but it's also the First Amendment. Now we need to restrain all sorts of what can be said on the internet and social media. What do you make of this push to go after the first two amendments now, in the wake of this tragedy? And is this just more the same from the Democrats?
To a large degree, it's hand in glove with the longtime Democrat strategy. The Democrats are getting killed on inflation. The Democrats are getting killed on our dependence on communist China for so many goods and services. The Democrats are getting killed on the cost of energy and gasoline in particular. The Democrats still are suffering from the botched withdrawal from Afghanistan and the $80 billion of military equipment that was left there. And so they're trying as much as they possibly can, desperately trying, to divert public attention from their failures in so many different ways on so many major issues that face our country. So anytime you have a shooting like this, and I'd note it's in another Democrat city where these things take place, are y'all starting to see the linkage out there, American people? Another Democrat city where it's taking place, they're going to try to use this as best as possible to get the media to focus on it in hopes that it will divert public attention from all the other issues out there where the Democrats have failed so miserably.
Now, on the First Amendment, as it applies to new technology and the internet, are you pretty staunch on this and, like, hands-off government? Or what role is there for the federal government or any government, for that matter, when it comes to regulating the internet?
Well, there is a role for the federal government. The federal government's role ought to be to protect the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. Simple as that. The government should not be regulating what people can and cannot say on the internet. That ought to be the general rule of thumb right off the bat. And we'll see how all of this plays out. But I'm a firm believer in the United States Constitution and the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment. Just go down the list. Most importantly, with the First Amendment, it's protecting our moral values by protecting the right to freedom of religion. It's protecting freedom of speech. Both of those values seem to be under attack at a lot of different levels of government and in society. But we've got a role in the government, but the role of the government is to protect the Bill of Rights and protect the United States Constitution, not to suppress it. And unfortunately, the Democrats, as best as possible, they're trying to use the government to minimize the rights that we've been guaranteed since the founding of our country.
Well, we got to hit a quick break here when we come back. Another thread, another narrative that came out of this tragic shooting is, well, that evil SOB believed in what's called the Great Replacement Theory, and there's been this interesting game where anybody who's talked about what's been an obvious strategy by the Democratic Party, bringing in more illegal aliens into the country to change voting rolls, is now a proponent of what that evil SOB believed. I don't think it's true. I think it's another cynical play on their part. But after the break, I want to get into what you believe on immigration and how it does play, say, illegal immigration into electoral strategies by the Democratic Party, this whole demographics as destiny stuff. So we'll save that till after the break. And before the break, though, folks, this part of the program brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. So men, you need to listen up, especially if you're a certain age, you're noticing maybe a lack of energy, motivation, and drive. Just don't feel like you used to. Maybe even, a low libido. Well, it could be low T. It could be low testosterone. And when it comes to your health as a man, there are numbers every man needs to know. Do you know your testosterone numbers? Well, the urologist there at Montgomery Men's Health can make it easy for you. And if you're like most men with low T, they can help you get back on track fast. And these low T treatments can truly change your life. They've already helped thousands of men who can attest to this. Yep, higher energy, better gains in the gym, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, which is key to being happy and just healthy. You might even notice an increase, increased sex drive. Yeah, good thing. So for only $99 in about an hour, you can know your testosterone numbers. And if you do have low T, they have plenty of options that can get you better. So call Montgomery Men's Health today if you're interested, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or you can always go to montgomerymenshealth.com and be sure to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. More with Congressman Mo Brooks after the break.
Trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mary?
Yes, Bob?
Did you just turn on some water someplace?
No, why?
Well, there's no hot water. Hand me a towel, will you?
No hot water? But your folks will be here soon, and I still have to do the dishes. And what about my shower?
I'll take care of it.
Bob, I won't let you try to fix the plumbing again.
Don't worry. I learned my lesson last time. Cole Plumbing can fix it. I just need to call them, and that way I'll have plenty of time to rewire the fuse box.
At Cole Plumbing, your problem isn't your problem. It's our problem.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
From my cold, dead hands.
For Mo Brooks, it's personal. When a crazed Bernie Bro socialist attempted to shoot down Mo Brooks, Brooks didn't waver when the fake news media pressured him to fold. Instead, Brooks doubled down and said he'll fight the gun-grabbing left even harder. That's why the NRA and every other major pro-gun group in America endorse Mo Brooks. Because Brooks is tough, unyielding, and Mo Brooks has guts. What about the others? Mike Durant called for government-enforced gun confiscation. And Katie Britt? A rhino moderate who cheered when anti-gun Democrat Doug Jones beat Roy Moore. Not Mo Brooks. Mo Brooks, the Dixie fighter for U.S. Senate. Unapologetically Alabama. Unapologetically conservative. Mo Brooks is the only conservative choice for U.S. Senate. Mo Brooks for Senate. It's time to go on offense.
The richest conservative spec paid for this ad and is responsible for its contents. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. CCPAC.us.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with Mr. Ben's Auto Spa Express, the only full-service or self-service auto spa in town. We have the latest technology to not only clean your vehicle, but to pamper it. Three lanes are open to minimize the wait, and a full service takes 20 minutes or less. If you want self-service, we have the best vacuums, cleaners, and towels for clean car perfection. Monthly subscriptions are available as well. Mr. Ben's Auto Spa Express. Look like you've been to Mr. Ben's.
Andrew Sorrell, husband, father, Christian, small business owner, and a proven fiscal conservative. For the last 4 years, Andrew Sorrell has been representing the families of Alabama House District 3 as their state representative. And now, he wants to take his common sense conservative approach to Montgomery to serve as our next state auditor.
If you believe in government accountability, I'm Andrew Sorrell, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by committee to elect Andrew Sorrell, P.O. Box 2876, Muscle Shoals, Alabama 35662.
Marguerite's Earring Fest offers the largest selection of earrings ever. Gold hoops, diamond studs, dangles, in and outs every day, and drop-dead gorgeous ears. Trade in, trade up, get new earrings at Earring Fest. It's Earring Fest at Marguerite's the whole month of May. Marguerite's Earring Fest, the finest quality, the very best prices. Diamond Huggies for just $1.99. Pearl studs, only $29. All of May in the Pepper Tree Shops, open 7 days a week. Earring Fest at Marguerite's.
Pull!
Who's that? Heck of a shot.
Oh, that's Jeremy Oden.
You mean always toting Jeremy Oden?
Pull!
Yeah, that's the one. Always toting Jeremy Oden.
Dang, he's busted every clay so far.
Well, that's what Jeremy Oden does. Real efficient. Kind of the way he runs the Public Service Commission. Shooting down higher energy prices and busting up Biden's socialist agenda.
Pull!
Ah, that's why he's always toting.
Yep.
Handpicked by Trump, right?
Uh-huh. Trump knows he'll take aim at Biden's Green New Deal. Always fighting for Alabama jobs, lowering costs for Alabama families, and putting American energy first.
Heck, sounds like I'll be voting for always toting.
Jeremy Oden. Yes, sir. Alabama's best shot.
Paid political advertisement. Jeremy H. Oden, P.O. Box 9, Eva, Alabama.
Pull!
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the State House. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives. 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama. 36066.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Continuing our conversation here with Congressman Mo Brooks, candidate for United States Senate. And where we left off, I asked you months ago, if not a year ago, Congressman, about what you thought of this demographics as destiny thing that the Democrats have been pushing. And I loved your answer. You thought it was, well, for lack of a better word, bullcrap. But I want to open this up in the sense that we have seen over the years this increase in illegal immigration. We've seen it with the Biden administration. Do you think there is an electoral strategy to this?
Well, there is on the part of the Democrats. They believe that their racial division schemes will work to the extent you have more and more people who are here in the country from other regions of the world, either legally or illegally, and on welfare at the same time. So that is a strategy of the Democrats, but what is proving to be true is that America is a melting pot. And by and large, we don't give a darn about your skin pigmentation. We care more about your character, your work ethic, your own merits as to how you conduct yourself as you interact with others, and believe in the work ethic, all those things. That's what we care about. And so it looks like the Democrat strategy, at least as it's unfolding over the last couple of years, is in total disarray and total collapse, And I'm proud of Americans for putting race behind us instead of emphasizing it like the Democrats want us to do. That kind of racial division that the Democrats promote, that's bad for us as individuals, and it's bad for us as Americans. And I'm pleased as punch that more and more people are seeing it that way.
Well, and I'm not trying to be a rude or a brat, but I think you got like twice the years on me, Congressman. You've been around on this God's green earth longer than me. Are you surprised to see? Because, you know, I grew up in the 90s and the early 2000s, and it really was the content of character idea. Are you surprised to see this sort of identity politics based around race really come back with a vengeance?
I'm not surprised, but I am saddened because it's counterproductive. To the extent the Democrats emphasize race as the final evaluation that people should look at in determining whether they like or dislike somebody else, that's only going to foster more racism. We need to put our skin pigmentation, our ethnicity behind us and treat people as individuals, as human beings. And an accident of birth, that accident of birth being your skin pigmentation, has absolutely nothing to do with the character or merit of an individual. So I hope the Democrats will put this racial division theme behind them, but they want to exploit it. They want to expand racial animosity. And again, all that does is create more racism. And that's bad for the United States of America, and that's bad for us as individuals.
Now, on the issue of immigration, I think it's pretty clear where you stand on illegal immigration. Let's stop it. Let's secure the border. That there are all sorts of ways where people overstay their visas, but that plays into the legal immigration system. Would you like to see the legal immigration system changed in a way, restricted, reformed in certain ways? What would be your thoughts on this?
It depends on the economic circumstances at any one point in time. Okay. For those who don't know, I graduated from Duke University with highest honors in economics. And what I focus on is the impact on American households, American families. And it doesn't matter a whole lot whether it's an illegal alien that has taken your job or suppressed your wages, or if it is a lawful visa worker who has taken your job or suppressed your wages. Either way, as an American, you've either lost your job or have your wages suppressed. And so we've got to be very, very careful about distorting the labor markets to the benefit of what I call the masters of the universe crowd that is making gazillions of dollars off of suppressed wages that Americans need in order to make ends meet, particularly when we're looking at runaway inflation. So right now is not the time to be importing large quantities of legal or illegal labor. And that puts me in direct contrast with both Mike Durant and Katie Britt, both of them, who over the years have been strong proponents of massive increases in cheap foreign labor, because after all, one is a corporate executive, stands to personally profit from that importation of cheap foreign labor, and the other has worked year after year after year for those interests that want to import cheap foreign labor. And that's how Katie Britt in particular, her bread has been buttered for a number of different years. So this is a big deal, folks. If you're a regular blue-collar, white-collar American citizen, you're an employee, and you want to protect your job and protect your wages, then vote Mo Brooks, because he's the only one running for the United States Senate that has the position that I have, where you come first.
Now, I don't believe we've talked about this yet to each other. The January 6th committee, initially they asked you, could you testify? You put out some demands, and now they've issued a subpoena, right? What do you make of the latest that Pelosi's up to here?
Well, I hear from the media that they've issued a subpoena, but you have to give one to me. So I don't know what all that means and how to interpret it. I'm a pretty public figure. Shouldn't be too hard to comply with the service requirements. But nonetheless, I don't know what's in it. But I am disappointed to the extent that they refused to allow my testimony to be in public. This, after all, is the public's business. I don't like the way in which they have been operating, and the way they have been operating is by leaking little bits and pieces out to the news media from their clandestine interrogations of various witnesses. Well, let's have it in public where the whole people of the United States of America, to the extent they're interested, they can watch what I have actually said and know the context in which I have said it, and they can determine for themselves whether I'm telling the truth or not telling the truth, and they can also evaluate how best to interpret the information that I share about voter fraud and election theft, about the Democrats' attack on the economy in 2020, and about these particular events surrounding January the 6th.
Well, and there are so many interesting facts, I think, for anybody in this country about January 6th. One thread to it is, whatever happened to the pipe bomber who laid pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC. It's interesting how certain aspects of that day just kind of go away in the press.
Well, we've not been able to ascertain who it is that planted the pipe bombs that were used as a diversionary tactic to divert some of our Capitol Police protection from the Capitol immediately before the attack on January 6th to the locations where those pipe bombs were reported anonymously. And so that was a pretty smart strategy on the part of those who wanted to attack the Capitol, which adds more credence to the belief that this attack was planned by militant groups well in advance of the speeches at the Ellipse on January the 6th and were unrelated to anything I said or Donald Trump or others said. So people, I hope, will look at all the evidence and reach the conclusion, the proper conclusion about what transpired. Unfortunately, I do not believe the Witch Hunt Committee has that as their primary goal. I believe the Witch Hunt Committee has one goal in mind, and that's try to provide information that will help them win elections in 2022 and 2024. And that's the wrong motivation, because that's not consistent with the truth.
Well, and I'm very disappointed to see this committee behaving. Well, you know, Adam Schiff did the same thing with the Intelligence Committee and the whole Russiagate. Everything's clandestine and then selective leaks to the press. That's how they took out Flynn and Jeff Sessions as well. And I just hope for their own sake, whoever they hire, that they don't pull a Swalwell and have somebody chasing your wife up the driveway. I got a sense that that guy got off easy. Your wife looks like she could knock somebody on their backside.
Well, what's interesting is the end game on all this, where a Barack Obama-appointed federal court judge looked at all of Eric Swalwell's evidence, and he said, look, guys, there is no plausible argument that you can advance that Mo Brooks in any way, shape, or form caused the attack on the United States Capitol. Eric Swalwell, your case is dismissed.
Well, and I just, it's interesting to look back and see how much has been thrown at you, not just by your opponents, which you expect in a heated Senate race, but from the national media, from the National Democratic Party, so on and so forth, and even from, you know, former President Trump. I'll just say this here, it's absurd to call Mo Brooks woke. I think you're awake to a lot of the big issues in this nation, and you are a constitutional conservative. It was a good night last night, in particular in Kentucky. People you know well, I think, Rand Paul and Thomas Massie, good night for constitutional conservatives, and I hope next Tuesday is a good night for you. I believe we'll be talking on Monday before Election Day, but before I let you
go. Look forward to it. And by the way, both of those two gentlemen have endorsed me, Thomas Massie and Rand Paul. That gives you an idea of my belief and commitment to liberty and freedom.
Well, and if kind of a last-second push here in the 6 days to go, if folks want to support you, how can they do so?
Well, the most important thing is to communicate the truth to your friends and neighbors, because there's a lot of untruth that is being spread out there, and it's starting to get deep around the ankles and knees. So please, people, share your values, your belief system, your reasoning with everyone you know, so that you can get people past the 30-second attack ads that are on TV. That's not the way to make a decision on who to support for an office as important as the United States Senate.
Well, Congressman, I always appreciate your time, and I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, sir. Again, Congressman Mo Brooks, candidate for United States Senate. This part of the program brought to you by River Region Contracting. Now, with your roof,
yeah,
you can tell me probably better than others, Eddie. If you wait and wait and wait, don't get it inspected, because I'm not seeing any leaks.
Sure.
Not seeing any problem. This isn't the Intelligence Committee. There are no leaks here.
It's not raining inside my house. It
must
be fine.
But that's a mistake, right? Because you can have a problem that festers for years on end and not even know it, right?
Very often, Joey.
Yeah.
Especially, and this doesn't happen often, but it does happen where your roof is leaking. Even if you go in your attic, you don't notice it because the roof leak is going down a wall. So it's going between your outside and your interior wall. Well, you don't even know it. And all of a sudden, you end up with these funny spots on your drywall. And all of a sudden, you got mold.
Ooh. Yeah, because it's soaking through
that's
the
right.
framing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That can be very expensive.
And so here's the deal. When you call up River Region Contracting, their inspections and estimates, number one, are always free.
Yes.
Free.
Love that.
And they're also a team of insurance specialists. So what happens is when you find a problem early, that's usually when the insurance company will pay for it. It's not when you're getting mold and rotten framing seeping into your drywall. Right. That's when they're like, hey, you waited too long. You let this thing fester. No, but with River Region Contracting, they can find a problem with your roof early. And because they're insurance specialists, they can walk you through that claims process and make it an easy process for you. They can also install professional-grade seamless gutters to protect your home's foundation, to stop yard erosion by diverting water from your house, and the siding, and it's just, in general, you want to be able to control the water flow coming off your house.
Very much so, Joey.
So check them out today. Give Todd Clark and his team a call there at River Region Contracting for, again, a free inspection and estimate. 356-8635, 356-8635, and be sure to tell them that you heard about them here on News and Views from 9 till noon. More News and Views when we come back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Will Dismukes has your back. A model conservative, Will Dismukes votes like you would in the Alabama House of Representatives. Will Dismukes voted against KIV's 10-cent gas tax that goes up forever, and he supports a repeal of that tax. Will Dismukes owns a small business in Elmore County. He knows how important small business is and spoke out against the economic shutdown in 2020. Will Dismukes voted yes to ban critical race theory in our schools. Will Dismukes voted yes to pass one of the strongest pro-life bills in the country. Will Dismukes voted yes on every bill that protects our Second Amendment. Look, don't believe everything you hear. Will Dismukes has your back on all of the issues that mean the most to you. On May 24th, vote Will Dismukes, House District 88. He's got your back.
I'm Will Dismukes, and I would appreciate your vote on Tuesday, May 24th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Dismukes, P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
My name is Dean Odle, and I'm a Republican candidate for governor of Alabama. Most elections, we complain that we do not have good choices. We often settle for the lesser of two evils, but not this time. I am not a politician, nor am I the son of a politician. I am not in the toll road business, nor am I trying to buy the governor's office with millions of dollars like my opponent bought her ambassador position. I am a leader, and I am the only candidate who plans to enforce the 10th Amendment and the doctrine of nullification put forth by James Madison and Thomas Jefferson to stop all unconstitutional federal overreach of our state's rights. When it comes to gun control, vaccine mandates, or drilling for our oil and natural gas, I will stop federal overreach. We will drill for our oil and natural gas, and Alabama will prosper like never before. On May 24th, vote Dean Odle for governor. That's Dean Odle, O-D-L-E, and we will keep Alabama free. Paid for by Dean Odle for Governor, P.O. Box 621, Opelika, Alabama 36803.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients of the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Joe Biden wouldn't like Chip Beaker because Chip Beaker believes in an America First energy policy. Because Chip Beaker opposes Biden's liberal agenda. Because Chip Beaker believes Joe Biden has failed America on the international stage. On May 24th, vote Chip Beaker for Public Service Commission. He's a real conservative, and he's fighting for you. Paid for by Friends of Chip Beaker, P.O. Box 3528, Montgomery, Alabama 36109.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368.
an equal housing lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Great news from Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call about a significant pay raise. Call now, 855-777-9785. That's 855-777-9785. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for the hottest weather so far this year. In fact, we may be flirting with some records over the next couple of days and still dry. So for today and tomorrow, hot and dry, mostly sunny skies. High both days right around 96. The record is 97. Even on Friday, mostly sunny with a high around 95. Then over the weekend, scattered showers and thunderstorms as a front approaches. Saturday's high 92. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. They say it ain't bragging if it's true. Well, it's true that Kubota's under 100 horsepower tractor lineup is rated number one for reliability. One more reason that together we do more. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to News and Views from 9 till noon, and the things I learned off air.
Seven layers, baby.
Do you like seven-layer cake?
I do like seven-layer cake. One of my favorites.
Like caramel
seven-layer? They have a caramel one, which is delicious, but they
vanilla?
Also have a chocolate one. I'm not so
chocolate?
Much on the vanilla. It's just kind of plain, but cream cheese, I'm down.
Well, not just from that chef video you were showing me there. It looks like you like vanilla cake, too.
I do like vanilla cake, but not as much as chocolate and caramel.
That's fair enough.
Me. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, I'm trying not to be fat phobic.
I appreciate that.
I mean, here's the deal. Like, I'm not scared of you because you're fat. I'm scared of looking like you.
Well, I know that feeling because when I see that hat that you got,
yeah,
and I see your mustache and beard,
mm-hmm.
it makes me want to never wear a hat, mustache, and beard.
Yeah, you hate it?
I just don't think that's the look for
you. Yeah,
yeah, for me.
Yeah, each to their own.
Yeah. Sure, sure.
Yeah, you can be chunky if you like.
Well, luckily for me, my wife's a chubby chaser.
That's a good thing. I didn't know she was like old Captain Ahab. Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, she goes whaling.
That's right.
Yeah, the big white whale.
So you did see my Jamaica video, did you?
Yeah, unfortunately. So in a second, we got Steve Flowers coming in.
That's
right. Do you remember a guy named Carl Cameron? He used to be on Fox News. He was a reporter on Fox News for years.
His name sounds very familiar, but maybe just because it's kind of rhymey.
Carl Cameron. Now, and I have this memory of Carl Cameron. I think it was at the Romney nomination in 2012, crying.
Oh?
Well, because he loves democracy and the process so much.
Well, good for him.
Well, Carl Cameron obviously is not on Fox anymore.
Why? Because he cried all the time?
No, well, he's just, I had a good run. I had a good career. Oh. He was at Fox for years and years and years. Well, a clip made the rounds yesterday because he was on MSNBC with Nicole Wallace.
Oh.
And they're doing this big thing that Tucker Carlson believes in, the anti-Semitic great replacement theory.
Right, right.
Whereas no, Tucker Carlson has explained time and time again, as have Republicans, like not even bigwigs. Like, I can remember back a decade ago when I started in radio, so, like, this is not about race. We just know that you're trying to get people to come into the country so you can have higher voter rolls. Democrats have bragged about this.
Yes, no secret.
Especially in 2013, right after Obama was successful and reelected, all demographics are destiny. That was the line that was constantly used. I often thought it was crap. From both a Republican and Democrat perspective, it's like, who cares about the race of the people or the background of the people? Like, what are their values? What do they believe in? Can you not make the arguments for your point of view in politics for these folks coming into the country and ideally, legally, not illegally? That said, that will not stop the left-wing media from using a crisis and from playing fast and loose with words. So here's Nicole Wallace talking to former Fox News reporter Carl Cameron about, oh, this problem there at Fox, especially with old Tuck face, Tucker Carlson.
Is it Fox News when something like this happens?
I can't even imagine. It's partly why I ended up getting out of there. It really is kind of horrible to think that journalists with national and international capacity are putting together this type of nonsense. I think the president did a great job. I wish he had done a lot of this a lot sooner, and we need a lot more from the left and the middle. And we got to watch out because the Republicans have become the purveyors of misinformation. Oh. And when our two-party system is broken like that,
wow,
democracy is seriously in trouble. The president acknowledged that. It's time to actually start doing things and maybe taking some names and putting people in jail.
Whoa, taking some names and putting people in jail.
Let's start with him.
Yeah.
Start with him.
Now, how about this? Let's put like Carl Cameron, Tucker Carlson, Chuck Schumer, and let's throw in Baby Gates, Matt Gaetz for fun. Let's all just lock them in a padded room. Be like, you guys figure this out.
Well, I'll never figure it out.
Okay, then you're going to stay locked in there forever.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah. Take names and put people in jail. For what, Carl Cameron?
Because I don't like what they said, Joey.
And here's what's actually happening. It's what I described as the dead animal carcass on the side of the road that you occasionally hear. Sound like a moose in labor.
Like a turtle.
That's the national media. And what's happening is, I can't tell you how many times. Joey, I remember the good old days when we had three channels and we could trust the news. Yeah, well, you trust the news because that's all you had. You seriously don't think you were being fed propaganda under the veneer of objectivity? And because they didn't have any competition, they could pretend to be objective without anybody contradicting them. Now they can be contradicted, not just by Rush Limbaugh on the radio or Fox News, who was, by the way, Fox News was full of Democrats for years and years and years.
Yes.
And I've seen this from Shepard Smith to Chris Wallace to names and lock people in jail, Carl Cameron. What's happening here is in real time, people can fact check, they can study issues, they can investigate issues on their own, they have different sources of information. But leave it to old partisan hacks in the establishment media that all they can see is, well, the other side's a purveyor of misinformation. No, we just don't believe your narrative anymore. This has been the development for a long, long time. And just because people disagree doesn't mean you have the right to call them everything evil in the sun, lock them in jail just to control and use your power. 272-9228. For the break, let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve.
Joey, I will come get you. I will go your bond when they lock you up for misinformation.
Yeah. Hold on, Steve. I don't want to eat donuts. I'm on a cut right now. I got a new regimen.
That's a cinnamon roll. That's not a donut.
It looks delicious. Get out of here.
We'll put you a hacksaw blade in one of those oversized donuts.
But it'd be like the Grand Budapest Hotel. Give me one of those German pastries.
Yeah. Hey, the House Intelligence Committee, and of course that's an insult on intelligence. But anyway, the House Intelligence Committee met yesterday, and they went over with all the fires that are burning around the world and in this country. They went over what topic, Joey? UFOs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they held up slides and pictures. Yeah, I think that's one. That could be one. No, I'm not sure. But see, this is what our Congress does, especially the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee does, on our dime when the fires are burning, instead of worrying about more substantive issues, they're worrying about UFOs.
I think it is. Have you seen the TikTok stuff?
I try to veer off of, I don't want to become radicalized.
No, I don't mean social media TikTok. not TikTok, Tic Tac. The Tic Tac UFO, and it's no. These are legit people who saw it, and they got documentation of it. Great explanations out there. I recommend there's like a 20-minute clip on YouTube, the Lex Fridman podcast, where he's talking to the pilot who saw it with his own eyes,
Navy
and then
pilot.
Yeah, then it's a crazy story, and it's pretty credible. So I'm interested in the topic, but I see your point because I did look at some of the hearings yesterday, and they're like, any good question a member of Congress asks, they're like, well, we can't do that in an open session, sir. Like, then why are we doing this?
Distraction.
Well, and next week, Joey, next week, the party that wants to make America poor again is going to propose spending $52 million for the restaurant industry. Now, I understand why they spent millions of dollars during COVID to help them out because they couldn't open up. But now they want to spend $52 million because they can't find any help. And I'm, of course, I'm concerned for them because they can't go to their expensive restaurants in D.C. and they can't, you know, hang out with Nancy at one of her places in Chinatown. But don't the grocery stores, don't they need some money? And don't the truckers and
realtors,
don't the radio stations, don't they need some money?
Realtors need some money, that's for sure.
Realtors need some money.
Yeah.
So just some things to ponder there.
Well, I appreciate it always, Steve.
Have a good day, Joey.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, and then there was another angle of attack, you know, because Roe v. Wade might be overturned. We're not certain of it. Hey, hold on, Steve. Well, Ted Cruz was, you know, how there a lot of folks on the left and left-wing media are saying, hey, now that Roe might be overturned, what, certain states might ban interracial marriage?
I saw some of the ridiculous statements coming out, Joey, and they just... There's no logic to them. I can't believe anybody would actually buy into it, but there are people buying into it. Where they're going to no more interracial marriage. Soon they're going to do away with IUD.
Right. What? Well, and we could have our own reaction to it, but have you heard Ted Cruz's reaction to this?
Oh, I have not.
Well, let's listen in.
The New York Times went so far, the editorial board, the New York Times suggested that there are multiple states in the union that if they were allowed to, would ban interracial marriage. What utter garbage, you bigoted, moronic, Manhattan leftist elite lying sacks of crap.
But how do you really feel?
Really?
Yeah, it kind of pisses me off.
Yeah, maybe if that Ted Cruz had run in 2016, he might have done even better.
That beard, huh?
The beard plays.
Yeah.
Kind of like this hat. Y'all stay tuned. In fact, before we hit this break, this hour has been brought to you by who? Alabama Home Mortgage?
They are some of my favorite people, Joey. Yesterday, we closed a deal with Alabama Home Mortgage.
Oh, wow.
By yesterday afternoon, I had another approved contract from Alabama Home Mortgage.
Wow.
So the dating that we're doing is getting serious.
So check out Alabama Home Mortgage today. If you're a first-time home buyer, maybe you're buying a bigger home, maybe...
Doing some refining.
Yeah.
Honestly, what's your credit card interest rate? This is my biggest question for people. What's your credit card interest rate? Most of them... double digits. Well, you could refi your home and bring it down to a single digit.
There you go. Yeah,
much better.
They can help you with whatever strategy you need. Local, trusted folks that are, well, the best in the business. There is a difference in mortgage companies. Let Kim Williams and her team prove that to you today. 567-4223 is our number. 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An Equal Housing Lender. More news and views when we come back with Steve Flowers in the studio.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Folks in Autauga and Elmore counties know the difference between right and wrong. When politicians say one thing but do another, it's time for change in the State House. Jerry Starnes is a change in the right direction. He's a husband, a father, and a Christian conservative. Jerry Starnes is a Purple Heart decorated veteran. Jerry Starnes is a man of strong character, a man who loves his wife, and a man you can trust. Paid for by Jerry Starnes for State House of Representatives. 1695 Winstone Way, Prattville, Alabama. 36066.
Alabama's one and only, Kay Ivey.
Washington wants to control everything we do, but that isn't happening here in Alabama. We do not teach hate to our kids. We do not pay people to quit work, and we do not use tax dollars to kill our babies.
Kay Ivey, her Alabama common sense drives Washington liberals nuts.
I signed the strongest pro-life law in America. I stood with Trump to ensure no election here can ever be stolen.
But that's not all. Kay Ivey threw Common Core out of our schools, banned transgender youth sports, and passed constitutional carry to protect our Second Amendment rights. Kay Ivey, the conservative governor the woke left loves to hate.
America's the greatest country in the world. Joe Biden may not get